Hi guys, welcome back to Question Mark with Carolina Sosa. I always feel so weird like saying my full name, but you know, I guess it is what it is and people probably don't even realize that it's like weird for me to say it. But anyways, thank you so much for being here and sharing this moment with me. Today, as we approach, well, we already are in holiday season because Thanksgiving passed and like Halloween passed, but you know, like the biggest holiday that we all know is probably Christmas. So yeah, I just want to talk about the holidays and what I really think about them and how I really feel. So yeah, thank you for being here and let's get into it. Is it just me or does everybody else feel like there's always a lot of pressure on people during holiday season, especially towards like the end of the year? I feel like there's a sense of us feeling like we have to have our shit together and we have to look our best and we have to have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or whatever it is, just to feel content and feel like we accomplished something this year. And I know for a lot of people, it's when you get to see your family and get together with people that you love. Maybe not this year because of how things are set up, but being around other people, especially family members, there's this pressure on us that we have to look good. We have to be successful in our careers and stuff like that. And honestly, personally, like I did feel that pressure. Not as a kid, because as a kid, you just love Christmas because you love gifts and you love being around your cousins, your friends and stuff. But as I grew older, I kind of felt that pressure of like, all right, Christmas is coming, New Year's is coming. Like, I have to look my best. I have to have an outfit for those occasions. I have to, you know, do my hair. And then sometimes, honestly, like growing up, I would feel like I had to have a boyfriend during those times. And even when I was a teenager, I would just think about like finally being able to bring my boyfriend to like family holiday dinners and stuff like that. So it's so interesting how like that's just a part of us. Like, we just grew up believing in these things that society has created, and it just has become such a huge part of everyone in every culture that we all experience it during holidays. And honestly, like, I feel like this year might be a lot different because of everything that's happened. And I feel like people are more vulnerable and understanding and just wanting to be there for others. So, you know, I mean, especially growing up Latina, like, you kind of always have that pressure of like, all right, I have to look good. I have to look my best. Like, I need to lose weight. Because, you know, you always have these, like, standards that you're trying to live up to. And I feel like holiday season always brings that for a lot of us. But at one point, you just got to stop caring about making other people happy and just being content with who you are and what you have and how you look, because that's just who you are meant to be and there's nothing wrong with that, you know. And honestly, I know that there's a lot wrong with holidays and how society has made it this like consumerism kind of holiday instead of like just being really about the spirit of Christmas, I guess. I don't know how to word it properly, but for me, I've always grown up just seeing how, like, connecting holidays to family. And that's why holidays are very important to me, because Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, like, those holidays for me, growing up, that's when I got to see all of my family. We all got together, we all ate, danced, partied, you know. So that's why to this day, those are still very important to me, because I love that. And now that I'm a mom, I have a kid, I have a partner, like, I want to continue to create those memories with them. And, you know, when my kid has kids, like, I want them to come over for, like, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, and just, like, have a nice dinner. Like, I know there's a lot of history behind every holiday that's controversial and probably something that a lot of us don't stand for. But you can only be too woke, you know what I mean? Like, you can be knowledgeable and knowing the importance and the meaning of everything and what's wrong with society and what's wrong with the world and stand for so much. But at the end of the day, I feel like, all right, that was wrong. Like, the meaning behind Thanksgiving is wrong. The meaning behind whatever is wrong. But, like, you have to create moments for yourself and what you stand for. Like, for me, like, I don't believe in a lot of shit, but I believe in family, so I'm going to celebrate Thanksgiving because that's when my family comes together. I'm going to celebrate Christmas because that's when we all come together. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it would be wrong if you were doing something that kind of glorified what happened back then and what made a holiday wrong. You know what I mean? But you got to be able to experience life and find joy in things that mean something to you and not feel like you have to stop doing them because of history. You know, that's just how I feel, though. Like, I know there's a lot of more to talk about this, but that would be a conversation that I would want to have with somebody if I ever made an episode about it, so that, you know, there could be more feedback and more to say about it. But yeah, another thing that I feel like I don't like about holidays, well, it's probably another thing, like one thing I don't like about holidays, like I said before, it's just that pressure that we have, like, to feel like we have our shit together. Because honestly, like, a lot of times I felt that way towards the end of the year when I really think about what I did that year or how I'm ending that year. You start getting anxious, you start getting depressed, and that's something that I wish we didn't experience, and I'm learning to not think that way anymore. I just have to appreciate where I'm at in life in every stage of it. So it's interesting to me that it's not just me. Like, I know a lot of us are like reflecting towards the end of the year, and sometimes that could make us, you know, anxious and sad and wanting to talk to somebody. So I hope that you guys all have somebody to talk to, and, you know, don't feel like you're not doing enough or don't feel like you're wrong. Just embrace where you're at in life and know that everything is temporary. Another thing is, like, now that I have a kid, I was discussing this with my partner like a month ago. I think we've always talked about it because our kid is 2 now, so soon enough he's gonna start asking things and we have to tell him more about, you know, like Christmas and Santa Claus and stuff. And I told my partner, like, I want him to experience Christmas in the spirit of Christmas, but I don't want to raise him believing in something that we know it's not real. And then when he gets old enough and we have to tell him that Santa Claus is not real, like, I don't want to disappoint him and be like that's going to be like his first big disappointment in life, you know? So I want to explain to him, like, I still have to figure out what I really want to say to him, and I have time because he's only 2, but I do want to be like, hey, like, some people believe in Santa Claus and he represents the spirit of Christmas to us. Like, he's not the guy that brings you gifts. Like, we want to show you love and appreciation and for you to experience Christmas, so we get you gifts, you know. And just kind of figure out how to tell him that it's okay for other people to believe in him, and that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not real for them, but it's just not something that I want him to create in his mind that that's a real person. You know what I mean? Because you know how as a kid you're like, oh, you have to be good because Santa's watching, and if you're not good, you don't listen to your parents, like, you're not going to get anything for Christmas. Like, I don't want him to feel that way and already have that pressure on him because of the holidays as a kid, you know? Like, I feel like in so many ways, we all have pressure on us. And as kids, that's probably the one way that we experience it, feeling like, okay, we have to be good. And there's a pressure on us to continue to act that way just to get rewarded. And I feel like if you tell your kids that, or just me, like personally, because you could tell your kids whatever you want, they're your kids. But for me personally, like, I don't want my son to feel like he has to be good because he's gonna get rewarded. Like, I just want him to be good because he wants to be good. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I wish I, like, a lot of ways that I want to raise my son, I wish that I grew up that way, because I would just probably be a lot less anxious than I am now. Not saying that my mom did a bad job. Like, she did a great job. Like, I love my mom. She did so much for me and my brother. But there's just so much that society puts in our brains, and we continue to carry that on to our kids, and that just, like, continues to go on and on through generations. And I feel like at one point you just have to break that cycle. Another thing that I, like, mentioned before that I want to talk about, like, how do you guys feel about, like, being single during the holidays? Or do you guys not care? Or do you feel like you have pressure on you to be with somebody by the holidays so that you don't feel alone? Or, like, does your family make you feel like you have to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend to bring home for the holidays? Because for me, like, it wasn't really like my mom was like, oh, when are you gonna get a boyfriend? Like, where's your boyfriend? Like, and stuff like that. It was kind of just me seeing people in my family with, like, their boyfriends and husbands and wives, and, like, my aunts and uncles all married and happy, and just seeing how fun it was for them to come together during the holidays and show each other so much love. And, like, you know, like, that's what made me just be like, I didn't feel like I had to come home with a boyfriend for the holidays. But as a teenager, I remember this being at, like, the family parties during the holidays and just being like, damn, like, I can't wait for me to have a boyfriend and bring him to the family party so that, like, we can be cute together like everybody else here that's a couple, and have somebody to dance with, and, you know, just love during that time. Because I feel like, honestly, a lot of us want to have somebody by that time because you just want somebody to love and somebody to love you. Like, you just want somebody to show you love, you know what I mean? And you want to give that back, because I feel like that's what Christmas is really about. Like, it could be a wrong holiday for whoever, it could mean something bad for whoever, but at the end of the day, I honestly do feel like it's just about love and showing love. And that's something that I'm always going to stand for. But yeah, so that's interesting. How do you guys feel about that? Like, I don't know if you've ever felt the pressure to have a partner for the holidays. But I feel like even, like, movies emphasize that. Like, a lot of Christmas movies, which honestly, I really love Christmas movies, but a lot of them are based on, like, love and finding somebody, and they're always, like, during Christmas, and people are, like, are looking for love to have somebody by New Year's, for, like, the New Year's kiss. So I feel like even social media shows us that, which is crazy. Honestly, I also feel like we need to start making holidays about ourselves too. Like, be like, all right, like, you made it through this year. You made it through another year, another Christmas, so many new experiences, so much growth. Like, you know, let me treat myself. Let me get myself something nice. Because at the end of the day, I feel like that's why we feel like we need to have partners. Because then who else is going to give us, like, Christmas gifts? So you don't need somebody to make you feel good. You can make yourself feel good. You could spoil yourself. And when you do have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, then, you know, it'll come at the perfect time, and you will experience the holidays in a whole other way, which is something that happened to me. I've spent, I think it's gonna be 4 Christmas already with my partner now, and 3 Christmas with our son, and I don't even remember like Christmas before that without them. It's just so beautiful. You have more than yourself to think about and to look forward to. Like with my son, I'm like, okay, like I'm gonna get him like Christmas PJs and he's gonna be like this, and it's just so much more exciting than when you're single. And not that there's nothing wrong with being single, like I'm kind of being like contradicting myself, but I'm saying it's a lot more exciting when you have a family of your own. Yeah, that's a better way to put it than when you just have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And I feel like sometimes we rush to just have a boyfriend or a girlfriend for the holidays, but you should just give it time. And when that right person comes for you, then you'll start your own little family and have so much more to look forward to for the holidays, which is super exciting. Like this year, I feel like we're just probably gonna be at home, make a nice meal. So do you guys celebrate on the 25th or the 24th? Because I grew up Latina, I'm Latina, and we do like Christmas Eve, like the big dinner, and we usually like dance and drink and stuff, and then on the 25th we just like open up gifts and like eat leftovers. And I didn't know that it wasn't like that for everybody else until I got with my partner. Because he's like, no, like the dinner's on the 25th. I'm like, no, what are you talking about? It's on the 24th. But yeah, I remember growing up, like we would go to my aunt's house or like a family friend's house, and it would be like this big dinner and this big party. And as a kid, like sometimes it wasn't as fun as a kid, but like as I started growing up, I'm like, yo, this is fun. But I remember like the grown-ups would just get really drunk, and we would end up driving home at like 3-4 in the morning, and at that time they were already like tipsy and drunk, and what's it called, they would just let us open up our gifts. And it was so fun. That's like one of the nicest memories I have as a kid for the holidays. But oh yeah, and also like we wouldn't drive drunk. Like my uncle was the one that wouldn't drink because he knew he had to get us home. So yeah. Something that I didn't even realize was a big part of the holidays until I became a mom: decorating. Like, oh my god, I just look forward to the holidays because I get to decorate. And this year I was trying to find a Christmas tree because we moved earlier on this year, and I threw our old one out, and I swear to god, it wasn't even December yet. It was like the week before Thanksgiving, and I went crazy looking for a tree, and I started ordering ornaments and Christmas decorations and stuff. And there's so much joy in decorating for me. And I remember seeing my mom the same way, and my partner was telling me like his mom was the same way growing up. So I guess that's just really a mom thing. Like, it's something that you look forward to because it makes you happy and you want to see your kids happy, and it's just in the spirit of the holidays. But yeah, it's just crazy. As we grow up, we really do become more like our parents, because I see like me doing so many things that I would see my mom doing. And I used to hear it all the time, like, you know, like one day you're going to be doing this, or you're going to be into it, or like, I want to see you when you're a mom and stuff. And I was like, yeah, okay. But like now I'm literally like my mom. Like I'm the second version of my mom when it comes to a lot of stuff. And it just shows you that life comes back, and everything just, you know, everything makes a lot of sense once you get older. But yeah, like I mentioned before, if you are experiencing a lot of anxiety and, you know, just feeling a lot of pressure and feeling like you have to be at a certain place in your life that you're not necessarily at, and that's just making you anxious, and it's making you, you know, just feel down and you have nobody to talk to, my page that I've been working on, we have created a number where you guys could reach out to and send us a text and we'll reply to you right away. And, you know, just tell us how you're feeling and have a conversation with us. So the number is 838-333-4142. Yeah, text us and let us know how you're feeling. We want to be here for you. I know holidays are always a hard time for a lot of people, and I used to be one of those people, so I know how it is. And I just want to, you know, connect with you guys and show you that there's always somebody there for you. Thank you so much for listening to me and tuning in again. I had a lot of fun talking about the holidays and what they mean to me and how I see it. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. And yeah, let me know what you think about it. My Instagram is at @CarolinaSosa_. And stay tuned for the next one. So see ya.